Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Shall we do it?
Go for it.
Shall we go? Oh, I've got an itchy foot. Hang on. Ah!
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like, is it okay to pick up your phone in the middle of a podcast recording? And if you get a rubbish birthday present, are you allowed to give it back to another person on their birthday? Yeah, you can do. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William J. Hansen?
J. Hansen? Where's that come from?
I don't know, it just sounds a bit more formal.
We've done this before. R.H. Richard Henry.
We're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Richard Henry Hansen?
No, we're not Jordan Levi North.
Oh, no, as if you remembered that.
No, if we were Charles Dickens novels, I'd be Great Expectations, you'd be Hard Times.
That's a Paramore song.
Actually, I'm going to shock you here. I actually have that on my phone.
Do you? No, you don't.
I do.
Did you like that?
I downloaded it by accident. Thought I was downloading the ebook.
Oh, right. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, we're back. Poor as a G&D.
Read any Charles Dickens?
Have I ever read any Charles Dickens?
Did you
Dickens?
Do it at school?
No, did you?
Yes.
What did you...
We did Great Expectations, Little Dorrit.
We did
Christmas Carol,
Holes, and Of Mice and Men.
Holes,
yeah.
You did Holes at school.
Yeah,
we need to know about this?
No, it's that book about. There's a Disney film as well.
I don't think it is.
With Shia LaBeouf. What's it called? Shia LaBeouf.
Bless you.
yeah, we did that in year 9, and then in year 10 we did Of Mice and Men, and in year 11.
Did you make it to year 11?
Yeah, I did. I got, spoiler alert, we read the book Of Mice and Men, and then I was off. I was early, I had a really bad ear infection. I was off school for nearly 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the ending of it, and then I watched the film. And when Lenny shoots George in Ed, I laughed and got sent out, because it was like a nervous reaction. So he shoots him, right? He goes, talk about the web, it's George. And he shoots him right, spoiler alert, shoots him right in Ed. And I went, oh my God, got thrown out. I'll never forget that. No, I don't think I've read... I've watched Great Expectations. I've watched Oliver. That was Dickens, wasn't it?
Well, yes.
I've never read a book.
You've never read a book? Yeah.
No,
well,
I've never read...
No, we make a joke about you never reading a book. I'm always very impressed, taken aback, dare I say, about the quality of literature that you read.
I'm an avid reader.
You are.
Yeah, people don't believe me. I read all the time. I try and get through a book every 2 weeks.
You had a finger through Moby Dick the other day, didn't you?
What?
Moby Dick.
No, I've not read Moby Dick. I've seen the films.
I bet you have.
No, I like it. I'll read all sorts.
What are you reading at the moment?
The Sparsholt Affair. The Sparsholt Affair by Don't Tell Me.
At a convenience store.
Ooh, hang on.
Alan Hollinghurst,
yeah.
Right.
It's very good. He's a Man Booker Prize winner.
Is he?
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading Queen of the World.
Oh, yeah.
By Robert Hardman.
What's that about?
It's about the Queen and the Commonwealth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it fascinating?
I'm finding it interesting. Did you know that President Jimmy Carter kissed the Queen Mother on the lips during his presidential visit?
Is that bad?
It's not royal protocol, no.
What about kissing on the lips in general? I find it a bit awkward.
Well, you should stop doing it to me.
My grandma kisses me on lips.
I think, you know, if you it depends who it's with. Obviously, if it was with a partner, that's totally fine. In fact, I think it's encouraged.
Producer Ben's laughing. Does your grandma kiss you on lips as well? Yeah. Yeah, she does.
I think if you look, I've got some friends that kiss me on the lips. It's fine. The first time they did it, I was a bit like, oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
But second time, forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, friends and family, yeah. PE teacher, maybe not so much.
Do you kiss anyone on the lips? That isn't a partner?
No.
Or relative?
No. I even kiss my mum on the cheek, no. It's weird kissing on lips, I think. What's the etiquette for kissing on lips?
Well, obviously, don't do it without consent.
Kiss me on lips. Go on, kiss me on lips.
I don't want to kiss you on the lips.
Go on, I dare you.
No.
Kiss me on lips.
I kiss you on the cheek.
No, you kiss me on the cheek.
On your face, before you make...
Kiss me on lips. No, see, it's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
It is weird.
I don't know if I'm ready to take our relationship to that level.
I won't stick my tongue in, go on.
Oh! Kiss me on the hand. Let's be old-fashioned.
Who are you, the fucking godfather?
That's quite intimate.
No, that's even weirder. Ooh, no, don't I? Charmed, I'm sure.
We've got to get engaged now.
What does charmed, I'm sure, mean?
I don't know. No one says that.
There they go. Miss Hanson, this is Jordan North. Charmed, I'm sure. It's not a James Bond film or something.
Yeah, well, that's
how have we
gone
from Dickens to kissing?
Who should we toast? Why did we toast Charles Dickens? Dickens.
Dickens. Love a bit of Dick. You do, don't you? And Charles Dickens.
Can't believe you wanted me to kiss you on the lips.
I didn't want you to kiss me on. Don't weird this friendship out.
You did. I had to offer you my palm.
Friendship out.
Have you had a haircut recently?
Have I had a haircut?
Mm.
No, but I'm due one.
How often do you have your hair done?
Try and get it done. You should get it done once a month, but
oh no, not once a month. It depends how fast it grows. I go once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, round about then, once every 6 weeks.
Where'd you go? Just so I know where to avoid.
It depends. It depends if I'm back up home or if I'm down here. There's a
oh
place.
My gosh, you mean you put it about a bit? You're not faithful?
Well, I was, and I recently seen my hairdresser in a pub when I was back home. I was out in Preston, and he was like, oh, just cut your hair. I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Oh, they always do that, don't they?
Don't they? Mm. I've not had it cut, no. I did trim my pubes last week, though, if that counts. No?
No. To be fair, when I first moved to Manchester for university, I used to go on train to Bristol to my old hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't switch. And then when I did actually switch to Gemma, who I actually called Kate for 2 years, but that's another story, she actually cut it much better than my old hairdresser.
Right. Are you still talking about...
No, I'm talking about the hair on your head.
Right, yeah. No, I did that and then I couldn't be bothered like going back up north. It was too much effort getting your hair like hair done. But no, I've not had it cut. Does it look nice?
Well, it's quite nice the way it sort of stays there.
Yeah.
I go to the same place as Princess Anne.
Shut up.
I have the same hairdresser.
As Princess Anne?
Yes.
Really?
Not the same haircut, Ben.
Do you have the same haircut as Princess Anne?
Not the same haircut.
So she cuts your hair and Princess Anne's hair? Wow, that is pretty impressive. And does she tell you any gossip about Princess Anne's in the other day? How would that work?
Where's she been on her holidays?
Would Princess Anne go to her or does she go to Princess Anne?
I probably shouldn't say any more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on, tell us.
No.
Right, are you not allowed?
No. I probably said too much.
That's fascinating.
Probably get shot. When I next go in and I'm escorted off the premises, we'll know why.
You love the fact that your hairdresser's the same as Princess Anne, don't you?
Mm.
Don't you? Don't you?
Well, I like Princess Anne, so...
Which one's she again?
The one you've met. The one you thought was Princess Margaret.
Oh, I have met Princess Anne. She was at my brother's pass out, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in the officer's mess having drinks with everyone. She's very, like... Quite down, not down to earth.
She's relatively down to earth. I mean, she's still a princess, but yes, she is relatively down to earth.
You're a princess.
Oh, thanks very much.
You really are. You're my favourite princess. You're
my favourite count. or words to that effect.
This episode today is all about emailing. Loads of questions to ask you on emails.
Can we just clear something up? Well, not clear something up, get something out in the open.
Oh,
it was a few months ago this happened.
What for, Dan?
During series one of this seminal podcast. You know when we were trying to get people to find out about our podcast?
Can we
share that story?
No.
Yes, we can.
William, mate, come on.
Jordan, unbeknownst to any of us that work on this podcast, and yes, there are a couple of people that work on this, I know, this has production, Jordan decided that he would email a very well-known left-leaning newspaper.
The Guardian.
To tell them that they should listen to this podcast.
No, I specifically emailed someone that writes about podcasts at The Guardian. And I sent him an email.
And what did the email say?
I've pretended to be a girl called Rachel.
So you had a different email account set up.
And I sent an email address saying, yeah, look, I've just found this. Because there was something on like the Guardian app that like, oh, if you've got a new podcast, send it us in. So I was like, oh, you need to listen to this new podcast. It's quite good. My name's Rachel. I'm a dentist nurse from Manchester. And I've just really got into it. And I sent the email going, thanks, Rachel. And then I forgot and sent him from my email address. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, the podcast never went into The Guardian.
No, it didn't, did it? I try and get this podcast out there. I'm taking Scott from BuzzFeed out for coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm hoping for him to listen to it.
Good.
Scott, if he's listening.
Hello,
he's
Scott.
Into his podcast. We need to get it out there.
Are you taking him out as Jordan or as Rachel?
It depends what mood I'm in. It depends what day it is.
How do you imagine Rachel?
She's...
Does Rachel have a beard and wear T-shirts?
No, Rachel's got long hair.
What colour?
Brown.
Okay.
Okay. She's naturally pretty, so she don't wear like loads of makeup. She's quite small. She wears like Converse with leggings. And a blouse.
This is weird.
And she uses my email address.
Okay. And who do you email? Are you? Because some people use email just for work. Others use it socially.
Email's a bane of my pig in life.
Do you not like it?
My personal email is just all junk. Like, no, I don't want your fucking penis enlargement pills. Like, seriously. Why do I even get those emails? Have you not ever had them? Don't tell me I'm not the only one that's had them.
Ben and I don't need them. Right, lads?
Hey, well, what the frigging hell was that?
It's the gender bias under my head.
What do you mean you and Ben don't need them? What's been going on?
Nothing's been going on.
Are you shagging Ben?
Well, damn, you'll leave a nasty taste in my mouth.
That's what he said. Oh, God. Oh, now you've gone already. You can't look at... Are you and Ben having an affair?
Ben and I are not having an affair.
Okay, right. Emails, yeah, right.
First... I email my mother. Is that weird?
Yes.
Why?
You told me this. You don't text her, do you?
Very rarely do I text my mother. On the group chat between Mikey and I text my mother.
Mikey's in your group chat with your mum?
Well, we have a chat between the three of us, and then... And generally, I email my mother.
No, see, I text my mum. The most person I ever probably text is my mum.
Do you get back to her hours later like you do with the rest of us?
Yeah. Oh, my brother went mad at me. But, right, first thing, I'm really bad for replying to emails because I always look at them and I think I'll reply.
Or texts, or phone calls, or WhatsApps, or Instagram messages,
yeah,
or tweets.
Yeah, my brother fell out with me recently. I'm not rude, I just can't be arsed replying to pointless texts. And I can't, I ain't got the time for it. I think with emails, half the time, William, it's just easy to ring them. Same with texting. You send this email chains, like, I'm CCing in Rachel, I'm CCing... Just ring. You want them for that? Right, just give them a ring. Do you not agree?
Well, I think, sometimes it is easier just to pick up the phone and ring somebody.
For me as well, personally, the reason why I don't like emails and why I have to take my time with them, and I can never, like, really send them on phone. If I'm going to do emails, I have a day of doing my emails on my laptop. Because if I rush them, my spelling and grammar is awful.
Right.
Well, not my grammar, my spelling, which is quite, you know, it's quite a shame to admit it, but yeah, I'm so, I need to, like, I hate sending emails where the spelling's wrong.
Well, it's always good to get your spelling correct.
Second, and our third thing, I don't like emails with, and I don't want to sound rude here, but, "Hi Jordan, how are you? How was your weekend? Hi Jordan, hope things are good." Just get straight into it. "Hi Jordan, we used to be able to make the meeting at 3:30 on Wednesday. Hi William, yep, I'll still be there."
Yeah, I think
looking forward to seeing you, Jordan.
I think there's a lot to say for brevity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say at the end of emails, "Cheers, Jordan."
Cheers, they're not a pub.
Oh, that's your...
It's all right, it's fine.
That actually didn't spill.
No, it didn't spill.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
There's not much in it. That didn't spill.
Yeah, I always go, blah, 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 blah. See you then. Don't forget the gimp mask. Cheers, Jordan. What's wrong with saying cheers?
Before we're just going to have a quick break, but look, I've brought some little manchettes in for you.
Oh, manchettes.
I brought in some after eights. I know it's before eight, but that's the sort of rebel I am.
That's quite...
Would you like one?
They're quite common for you, aren't they?
Well, they transcend social barriers, after eight.
I love
Who doesn't love an after eight? Something a bit minty.
I love an after eight.
Yeah. Anyway, have an after eight. We're going to have some more after eights, and we'll be back after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about email, but we have no idea what problems of yours are coming next. Email, you hear it for the first time just like we do, and we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following email conversations. These are all questions and stories sent in by you, the wonderful G and Divas. Email!
This is from Janet. "Bit of an issue at work recently, and I'm going to keep it short." Why does everyone say they're going to keep it short, and they never do? Every time anyone ever says they're going to keep it short,
I think it's like your conscience saying, "I'm going to try and keep it short." It's basically when people say "long story cut short" and it's still a long story.
"I decided to bitch about my colleague over email to another colleague. Unfortunately, instead of replying to my friend, I replied to everyone. Traumatic. I want to go over and apologise, as what I said I didn't really mean and supposed to be a bit of a joke. Can you tell me how I should deal with the situation? If you're going to do something stupid as that, don't hide behind it. Don't just pretend that you want the ground to swallow you up. Go over to them if they are obviously in your office.
Right.
Or email them directly if they're
not.
Can
you recall an email? You can.
Well, you can sometimes, and I've had that happen to me, but actually I don't use it. Recalling email only works on internal mail systems. So if you are emailing someone outside of your mailbox, I get another email telling me you have tried to recall it, but it doesn't recall the email you're trying to recall. So only try and recall an email if you are emailing basically someone on the same email domain as you. Sorry to get technical.
About 6 years ago, I worked for a well-known commercial radio company. Mm. And the woman who dealt with all the invoices, because all for the radio presenters, she paid them, she sent out everybody's invoice. This is well-known if you work for that station. She sent out, like, everybody still talks about it now. She sent out everybody's invoices to the whole, all the staff, everyone, like up and down the country, and it caused uproar. That was, and people still talk about it. Like, people are like, "He's on that much? I've been here 10 years and he's on more than me."
Yeah, that's a bit of an error.
Big error. What would you do then?
Oh, resign.
Would you?
Or at least offer your resignation.
Would you?
Yeah. Look, this next question is from Ben. I wonder.
Is it producer Ben?
I am quite a doozy person.
Better pseudonym. What is it?
Pseudonym.
Pseudonym.
I wonder if this is from producer Ben. I'm quite a dozy person. Oh, yes, it is. I'm quite a dozy person when it comes to details.
Hey, guys, I'm quite a dozy person when it comes to details.
This is particularly prevalent when I'm sending emails.
This is particularly prevalent when I'm sending emails.
Shh. The number of times I have sent a message without the attachment I said I would include is frankly embarrassing. So what's the best way of rectifying the mistake? And on the other side of the coin, how should one react when someone else sends an email without the required attachment? I don't want to embarrass other people who are similar to poor me.
Well, it's not an issue, is it? People forget all the time.
No.
Say, hey, sorry, you forgot to send the attachment.
No, but I feel really bad about emailing someone about going, dear Ben, I can't find the attachment, or no attachment attached. Because it's basically going, you're a complete thicko. Where is this attachment?
I forget attachments all the time.
Well, quadrat demonstrandum.
No, I do. Right. William, do you think this is a rash or just a bit of a red spot? See attachment.
So what I do, if I'm going to attach anything to an email, is I open up the new email, attach what I needed to attach, and then start writing. Or I go, dear Jordan, please find attached, stop, attach, continue, the files relating to... Da, 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 da.
Do you think it's bad if you forget to attach an email?
I mean, look, it's not the worst thing. It's not murdering your family. But at the end of the day, it's inconveniencing someone and it's wasting their time.
No, I don't. It's no big... People do it all... There's people listening to this now that have probably done it today. We emails, William. I think we spend so much time with emails now. Sometimes it's just easy to pick up the phone. And be like, sorry, babes. Didn't get that invoice that you... I don't know what one you're on about, babes. Just want to pop it over.
Let's crash on. This question is from Sue. I'm a friendly person. I like to be friendly. But some people take the mickey out of me. Oh. I'm a keen user of the emoji keyboard and kisses at the end of emails. Is it wrong in a professional setting? Sue, yes.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It's not good.
I put kisses on emails at work and I feel a bit...
Well, to be fair, you work in an artsy-fartsy media environment, but if you work in a more traditional environment... A professional services, it's not appropriate.
I sent an email to my boss recently and put a kiss on.
Oh dear. Hello, tribunal.
Yeah.
I think if you accidentally put a kiss on, it's not the end of the world, but it's not a habit to get into. And actually, if you do work for a slightly more serious organisation, no disrespect, then it's not encouraged.
A serious organisation?
It's a mild form of sexual harassment.
Shut up! Mate, don't be... you can't say that!
It is.
Sending a kiss on a text is not sexual harassment.
Okay.
On an email is not
Jordan.
Sexual harassment.
Jordan, if I kissed you now on the cheek, social kiss, that's a social kiss.
Yeah.
If we worked, well, I appreciate we do sort of work together, but if we work together in, let's say, an office environment...
Oh, I know the rules.
Social kissing is not appropriate. If you put kisses on the end of a message, you're basically saying, I would kiss you in real life. And in a workplace environment, social kissing is not the done thing. And also, not everybody likes social kissing. I have some friends who will always give me a kiss on the cheek. I have other friends who, if I kiss them on the cheek, would freak. Others are definitely handshake people. Some are hugs. Some are hugs where they're like, well, I'm giving you a hug, but I don't really want to give
So is it,
hug.
You're saying it's not okay at work to put kisses on?
No.
What about emojis?
Pathetic. Little, use words.
Little cute smiley face?
No. Socially, fine. But in a professional environment, an emoji is not a professional thing.
Do you send kisses on text? I can't remember.
Yes, I do. Yeah. So in a social capacity.
What's the thing that bugs you most about emails and email?
People not replying to them.
Really?
Yep. You need to reply to all emails within 48 working hours.
That's not bad.
Even if you just reply going, dear Jordan, thanks so much for email. I just need to give this a bit more time. I'll get back to you soon.
Really?
Even if you send a holding email.
If you're writing an email now... Is it necessary?
Yeah, well, yeah, don't just email someone telling them
no,
that, you know, you've got...
No, you don't know how much shit I have to sift through every week. And people, if you work in an office and stuff...
You should work for The Guardian, think how much rubbish they get sent to.
From Rachel. I think I'm going to start sending more emails from Rachel. I think it's going to be my thing.
Anyone gets an email from anyone called Rachel.
Dear Mr. Hanson.
Next week, if there's a question from Rachel, we need to be worried.
I'm going to start. That's going to be my... don't. It's going to come to me.
What's the word?
Not pseudonym. Not caricature. When you've got a...
alter.
It's going to be my alter ego. Is that...
If Rachel or anyone else wants to email or tweet us... for next week. Next week, we're going to talk all about coffee shop etiquette.
So coffee shop etiquette.
We are doing coffee shop etiquette. Get in touch. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. You can email us, help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to me and I'll reply on my own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. And don't forget to please put a return address if you would like me to write back.
Is it okay to say hey at the start of an email? I've started doing that recently, I've noticed. Hey William, or hey.
Because hey is what horses eat. It's not a salutation.
H-E-Y.
H.
H-E-Y, is it not all right to say hey?
No.
I've started saying hey a lot lately and I never used to.
Well,
hey.
Stop.
I think that's quite friendly.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.